So, Abidemi, we've been talking about your country, Nigeria. Now, you've mentioned that there's different languages in different regions.
That's correct.
Now, are they similar or are they completely different?
I believe they're completely different. Nigeria has over 250 languages.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
250 for the whole country?
Yes. So that's not even counting the dialects. When you start breaking them down into dialects, I believe there are over 500, maybe even thousands of dialects, because Nigeria was a British colony. So these were distinct communities and groups of people before the British came in. So that's why one of the reasons we have so many languages. However, we have four official languages. Of course, English, we need that to unite everybody. And in schools, people learn English. We all have Yoruba in the southwestern part of Nigeria, which is my native language. We have Igbo in the southeastern part and Hausa in the northern part of
Wow.
Nigeria.
Can you
Yes.
talk a little bit about each language? Now, you said your language is Uruba?
Yes, that's correct. Yoruba is a tonal language like Chinese or Cantonese. Unlike Cantonese, we have three tones and not four. So, ba, ba, ba. I don't know if you can tell the difference between those three words, but there are three different words. Igbo, I'm not so sure, but it's a completely different language. If somebody's speaking it, I would not be able to understand.
And what region is that in?
It's in the southeastern part of
Okay.
Nigeria. And then finally, Hausa, it's closer to Arabic, I believe. And a lot of Hausas are Muslims.
Okay.
So I think there's that relationship between those two
So they
languages.
sound completely different from each other.
Completely different. And because we have so many languages, sometimes you would have a neighboring community, but people can't understand each other unless they speak in English.
Wow. So, Abidemi, we've been talking about your country, Nigeria. Now, you've mentioned that there's different languages in different regions.
That's correct.
Now, are they similar or are they completely different?
I believe they're completely different. Nigeria has over 250 languages.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
250 for the whole country?
Yes. So that's not even counting the dialects. When you start breaking them down into dialects, I believe there are over 500, maybe even thousands of dialects, because Nigeria was a British colony. So these were distinct communities and groups of people before the British came in. So that's why one of the reasons we have so many languages. However, we have four official languages. Of course, English, we need that to unite everybody. And in schools, people learn English. We all have Yoruba in the southwestern part of Nigeria, which is my native language. We have Igbo in the southeastern part and Hausa in the northern part of
Wow.
Nigeria.
Can you
Yes.
talk a little bit about each language? Now, you said your language is Uruba?
Yes, that's correct. Yoruba is a tonal language like Chinese or Cantonese. Unlike Cantonese, we have three tones and not four. So, ba, ba, ba. I don't know if you can tell the difference between those three words, but there are three different words. Igbo, I'm not so sure, but it's a completely different language. If somebody's speaking it, I would not be able to understand.
And what region is that in?
It's in the southeastern part of
Okay.
Nigeria. And then finally, Hausa, it's closer to Arabic, I believe. And a lot of Hausas are Muslims.
Okay.
So I think there's that relationship between those two
So they
languages.
sound completely different from each other.
completely different. And because we have so many languages, sometimes you would have a neighboring community, but people can't understand each other unless they speak in English.
Wow. So, Abidemi, we've been talking about your country, Nigeria. Now, you've mentioned that there's different languages in different regions.
Correct.
Now, are they similar or are they completely different?
I believe they're completely different. Nigeria has over 250 languages.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
250 for the whole country?
Yes. So that's not even counting the dialects. When you start breaking them down into dialects, I believe there are over 500, maybe even thousands of dialects, because Nigeria was a British colony. So these were distinct communities and groups of people before the British came in. So that's why one of the reasons we have so many languages. However, we have four official languages. Of course, English, we need that to unite everybody. And in schools, people learn English. We all have Yoruba in the southwestern part of Nigeria, which is my native language. We have Igbo in the southeastern part, and Hausa in the northern part of
Wow.
Nigeria.
Can you
Yes.
talk a little bit about each language? Now, you said your language is Uruba?
Yes, that's correct. Yoruba is a tonal language, like Chinese or Cantonese. Unlike Cantonese, we have three tones and not four. So, ba, ba, ba. I don't know if you can tell the difference between those three words, but there are three different words. Igbo, I'm not so sure, but it's a completely different language. If somebody's speaking it, I would not be able to understand.
And what region is that in?
It's in the southeastern part of
Okay.
Nigeria. And then finally, Hausa, it's closer to Arabic, I believe, and a lot of Hausas are Muslims,
Okay.
so I think there's that relationship between those two
So they
languages.
sound completely different from each other.
Completely different. And because we have so many languages, sometimes you would have a neighboring community, but people can't understand each other unless they speak in English.